Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
I'm frequently asked why we as an organization take the position that gambling is not family-friendly. This comes most often from people who believe gambling is largely just innocent, victimless entertainment. Wisconsin Family Council's primary mission is to strengthen, preserve, and promote God's plan for marriage and family. When we see situations that have proven track records of hurting families and destroying marriages, we believe it's important that we sound an alarm. Gambling definitely fits that description. Gambling has evolved in Wisconsin, and with its evolution and growth have come increased problems. In 1993, coinciding with the expansion of gambling in the state, in particular casinos, the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling was formed and funded. Now, funds for this organization come exclusively from Indian casino profits. I find that quite ironic. As the state agrees to expand gambling, they know they are asking for trouble. So they create an organization specifically to help problem gamblers and appropriate money to fund it. Remember that the state gets money from the casinos by virtue of the compacts we have entered into with the tribes. As the casinos increase their take, the state gets more money for its budget. Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling annually releases statistics from its work. All of the numbers for 2023 are not yet available, but here are some from 2022 from the Council's annual report available on their website, wi-problemgamblers.org. The Council estimates that over 333,000 Wisconsin residents have a gambling problem, which is defined as affecting their finances, their families, and their employment. This number is conservative, but still represents almost 6% of Wisconsin's total population and over 7% of our over 18 population. Calls to the Council's 24-hour helpline have increased 343% since 1996, the first year the line was implemented. In 2022, the helpline received 15,192 calls. The Council's website had nearly 11,000 hits in 2022. According to the 2022 report, the average debt of callers contacting the helpline was over $45,000. Experts seem to agree that in this rough economy, more people are trying to get out of economic difficulties by gambling. And instead of improving their situation, they're making it significantly worse. According to the Council, seniors and adolescents are at high risk of becoming addicted to gambling, and gambling-related embezzlements continue to rise in Wisconsin. 65% of compulsive gamblers commit crimes to finance their gambling. 6 to 20% of adolescents develop gambling problems. Suicide rates are 20 times higher among pathological gamblers compared to non-gamblers, and people who have other addictions are at a higher risk of becoming addicted to gambling. None of the statistics I have just cited are good for families. Studies continue to show that gambling increases the likelihood of family breakdown through divorce, increases the likelihood of child abuse and neglect, as well as domestic violence. Talk about high stakes. Families are the ones who end up being the biggest losers, which becomes a significant loss for everyone since fragmented families cost taxpayers millions of dollars every year, not to mention the long-term non-financial costs communities endure. Problem gambling is growing in Wisconsin. The internet is becoming more and more a means for people to gamble in private without leaving their homes. Casinos, thanks to former Governor Jim Doyle, have increased their games and their hours. Governor Evers has approved the first off-reservation casino, which is scheduled for Beloit. And Kenosha authorities earlier this year approved an off-reservation casino there. Governor Evers also unilaterally approved sports betting here a couple of years ago when he allowed for such gambling on casino property. Here's the stark reality. Those who run gambling enterprises are in it for one reason: to make money, lots of money. The odds are stacked against those who play the games, always. The house wants people to lose. The house needs people to lose in order to make money. What gamblers don't understand is that they stand to lose a lot more than money when they play this very high-stakes game. And that's why Wisconsin Family Council believes gambling is a very bad bet for families. This is Jelaine Appling for Wisconsin Family Council reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.